Maricosta Live podcast series. For more information about Maricosta High School's award-winning newspaper, visit lavistamchs.com.
So, it begs the question of, to what extent should technology be integrated? And I think that this school is jumping on that bandwagon too quickly, and oftentimes without enough planning and thought. So I really think more often than not, the best thing we can do is put technology away, not use it, develop the brain. And if we develop the brain, students will do wonderful things with technology. But
that was history teacher Bill Favre on Costa's technological integration. One of the biggest changes to this year's process was the use of Canvas, a website where teachers can post homework so the students can access it more easily. Assignments can also be directly submitted through Canvas. However, due to the nature of the Canvas login, some students can't even receive their homework. Can have negative results. I'm Sam Rule, and this is La Vista Live. That was history teacher Bill Favre on Costa's technological integration. One of the biggest changes to this year's process was the use of Canvas, a website where teachers can post homework so the students can access it more easily. Assignments can also be directly submitted through Canvas. However, due to the nature of the Canvas login, some students can't even receive their homework.
Applesauce.
I talk into it. I enjoy Canvas, and I can log into it. It makes it much more streamlined. Some things can be a bit difficult to find, especially if teachers don't, like, tell you about it. So it's really teacher-student communication, though it's so new that it's kind of hard to check it every single day. And sometimes you miss a class and you miss a tab. So that's all I have to say about Canvas.
I have a list, too, so...
I sort of like it, but it's really hard to figure out my grades all at once. Like, I just could use a spreadsheet. Like, on PowerSchool, you could, but they don't use PowerSchool anymore. They don't really use PowerSchool as much anymore, so it's kind of hard to find all your grades at once. And during office hours, it's kind of hard to get onto campus because of the internet, but besides for that, it's not that difficult.
With the use of Canvas, Edmodo, and PowerSchool, smartphones and laptops seem ever so present in the classroom. Some teachers love the use of technology in their classroom, but strictly for academic use. Even though it is for academic purposes, these electronic devices can still pose as a distraction.
I think that technology can be useful to the classroom. So if a student would like to take notes using computers, I will allow that. And as long as the cell phone is being used for whatever task we have at hand and not a distraction, then I think it should be used for the class.
Thank you.
Yes, I do think that bringing more technology onto campus is beneficial for the students because it's 2016 and they're surrounded with technology. So their ability to use it responsibly and academically is expected of them, and it will help them in college as well. I think it makes the classroom more engaging, too. So sometimes we do stuff on paper, and sometimes we pull out our devices, and we use the internet and technology to further our understanding.
Thank you.
While English, arts, and history classes may struggle with the new devices, there is one place on Costa's campus that will always welcome the technologically gifted. The computer science classes. La Vista interviewed computer science teacher and social technology expert Aaron Braskin to find out how these classes can help students evolve.
This is Mr. Braskin. I think that Maricosta actually does a pretty good job of implementing technology in the classroom. Most of our teachers find ways to use technology that's appropriate for their particular class. So for history teachers, they use computers to do online research. For the English teachers, they have students create write their essays using the computer, obviously, but also turn in work online using turnitin.com, etc. Obviously, different teachers use technology at different levels, and it would be nice if there was more uniformity so that students have a better understanding of what they're going to be expected to do. But that's something that will come over time, I think.
While some may frown upon COSTA's technological advances, it's clear that many students and teachers won't let go of the use of their devices. Thanks for listening to this episode of the La Vista Live podcast series. Tune in next Friday to learn more about life at COSTA, or for more information, visit lavistamchs.com.